Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Probably also the first time you've ever had to read aloud since you were in like seventh grade.
That is true,
going
right?
Around the room going,
you don't
okay,
really think
Tommy's
about that.
Turn to read a chapter of Wuthering Heights.
Okay, so you just triggered a
memory,
an uncomfortable memory. No,
oh,
no, not uncomfortable.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay, so when I was in ninth grade, we moved from, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Overland Park, Kansas, to Long Island, New York. So let's just say that
the
dialects are a little different as well.
Yes.
So I remember in ninth grade English, in Mrs. Nelson's class, we had to read from various chapters. And I had a sentence that had the words coffee and chocolate in it. And when I read them out loud, the entire class laughed because they eat coffee and chocolate.
Oh, that's right.
And so it was, they howled. And it was bad enough that they were making fun of me for my clothes and bullying me for everything else about being the new kid in class. And then it became my accent.
So you moved in ninth grade?
Yeah, freshman year, tough.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was hard.
And were you playing sports or no?
Yeah, and it started all over. So like I had no track record, got there. I remember I got cut from, we literally moved in right as the school year began. And I had gotten hurt playing eighth grade football, so I couldn't play football.
Ah.
And then tried out for the ninth grade freshman basketball team and got cut.
Okay.
Like the last guy cut, only because they were like, the new kid. Who's that? We need all the football players on the basketball team. We can't have the new kid. And then I played intramurals, and I averaged like probably 30 a game. And I remember the coach came up to me and said, Tom, you were a new kid. I'm really sorry we cut you. Would you like to come and work out with the team or whatever?
During the season?
Yeah, during the season.
Okay, good.
So that
helped. Could have added you to the roster at any point.
What's yeah, probably. It was different days back then. But anyway, so coffee and chocolate.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Now, was ninth grade a part of the high school or was it middle school?
It was part of the middle school. So it was 7, 8, 9, and then 10, 11, and 12 in the other building.
It is weird to think about how that kind of changed the Ohio High School Athletic Association, too. Like, so what are you thinking? It was probably, I don't know, it was kind of a mix growing up. Like, smaller schools had ninth grade at the high school.
Yeah.
Bigger districts like ours in Cleveland Heights, and like ninth graders didn't come to the high school until like 86.
Right. And they're called junior high schools in New York.
Yeah.
They're not sitting as a middle school.
Right. And then, but you played freshman sports in ninth grade. And that was like the creme de la creme, right? If you made the freshman team, it was the junior high varsity
team.
You
were on your way. Yeah, exactly.
So what was weird though, is you could play on the freshman team as a seventh or eighth grader.
Oh, really?
You could here.
You could in New York as well. In fact, we had a seventh grader at one point made the varsity team,
ooh,
which is a no-no now. Yeah,
right.
He ended up being fantastic, played at Rutgers, really good high school player. So, yeah. Mm. How about that?
Weird. Man, we were just
I'll walking. Do better next time, I promise.
You'll be good. No, you'll Thanks. Be fine. We're not worried. It wasn't bad.
Okay.
It was just your first read.
Thank you.
You're breaking into the business.
There it
it's
is.
All good. All right, so Mary Kay Cabot was just with us, and if you want to go back and listen to that, it's available on the Odyssey app. Also, if you want to join in the conversations, 216-474-0092. Biggest takeaway from talking to Mary Kay, your thoughts?
she's still like I am, kind of right down the middle as to whether or not this is going to be a regime change or not. I don't think, like I said,
She seemed rock solid on Andrew Berry coming back, though.
She does. And I think but I do think she's basing it too much on the events of the past year as opposed to the entirety of his tenure here, right? He's been here for a number of drafts and a number of, you know, roster malfunctions. I don't necessarily think that I think they're aligned. I don't think they are a package deal, as we talked about earlier in the show. I think there is a chance that one of them would stay and one of them would go, but I'm not so sure that those decisions have been made yet. And I think they still need to evaluate the market, if you will. Like, okay, if we are going to make these moves, what's the next? And I know there's been some talk about whether or not Andrew Berry might stay on in a different capacity.
Yeah, maybe how would move that work? Like, you need to move him up?
Maybe move into a vice presidency's type of role. He probably is one already. Maybe into a president's type role, director of football operations, then bring in a GM to help him out. Or promote Glenn Cook, promote Catherine Hickman. There could be some other options for them. I just don't know what that does. And again, I don't think they necessarily care about how fans feel about it. They just want to do what they think is the right thing at the right time.
I'm still just questioning. Like, I've never really had a huge problem with Andrew Berry at all. And I've always sat here and said, if you took three first round picks away from me and it wasn't my decision to make that trade, you're going to get some latitude. I'm just unbelievably disappointed he didn't say anything after he traded the quarterback.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, me too. Although,
and so now you have to ask yourself, there are two reasons to this. One, why wouldn't he say anything after the trades, right? Why wouldn't he? And two, you leave everything up to interpretation. So we sit here with microphones in front of us,
yeah,
and we try to figure out what he was thinking, rather than him just coming out and saying, this is what I was thinking, and then there's no gray area.
Well, and what's been puzzling to me as well, and I'm obviously not as connected as I was in the past, they didn't even really reach out to, you know, even the locals to kind of brief them on, here, this was our thinking, right? So then they can allow that narrative to get out there. At least,
right.
And nationally, you didn't even really hear it, though, either, right? There's been no explanation. Well,
they were probably all like, who cares if Joe Flacco's gone? I mean, at that point.
Yeah.
Although it was unique that you make a trade division, with Cincinnati, right? And it's just like, what?
Yeah. And again, especially coming off the idea, too, Andy, as we've talked about, is that, you know, you were going to go into the year with Pickett as your starter and Flacco as your backup and, you know, Gabriel is your number three and Shadur potentially as a practice squad guy, you know, if that. So I don't know. It's just and again, for them not even to put out any kind of a statement when the trade was made, right? It's one thing to not talk to the press or the media during the bye week, but then to not make any kind of an acknowledgement of it.
Yeah. And the crazier part of this, too, is that, you know, we're sitting here still talking about it. We would have been done talking about those trades probably a week after they happened, but because they didn't say anything,
here we are.
Again, we're still speculating.
Yeah.
The other thing that needs to be accounted for as well is the fact that the special teams have been absolutely horrendous the entire season, and there has been very little, at least to my eyes, change that has taken place with any of it. And if you're going to speak this message of accountability as your special teams are crumbling in front of you, I'm sorry, there's no accountability to be set.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dan. The only pushback I would give you is that with a young roster, you're going to have those kinds of issues, and they're going to show themselves, especially on special teams, right? Now, that's not an excuse. It's also why you've seen Grant Delpit and Carson Schlesinger playing on special teams, yeah, because they had to figure out, can somebody go down there and make a tackle, please? I was good to see, by the way, and I agree with you, but it was nice to see them shut down Evans on Sunday, who was the number one guy in the NFL in kickoff returns. They did a good job on him. And so things can get better all across the board, but I'm with you. And I know people fire Bubba Ventrone. That's been, out there 6 weeks ago, if not more. But then if you make that kind of move in season, you got to think about the impact that has on your entire staff, right? Then, right, it starts dividing guys' duties and what have you. So it just complicates things.
And some of that does have that pound of flesh feel to it.
For sure.
Now the villagers get their pound of flesh
through
for
the
what
streets,
is taking place.
Right.
But there's some of it that I look at and I'm like, dude, there's no level of accountability that is taking place when it's come to special teams in the eyes of the fans. Like, there should have been something that was in there, even if you would have said something along the lines of, hey, we're putting these gunners out here, or make a big deal of the fact that we're going to have Grant Delpit out there, we're going to move Carson Schlesinger and Myles Garrett blocking punts. Do something so that at least people can look down and go, all right, there is a difference that is taking
place. There's a plan, right? That's really what I think you're getting at.
Yeah, and I know the messaging has not been good.
It's been bad.
In general, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I wonder if that's the number one flaw of the Cleveland Browns this season.
Messaging?
Yeah. I wonder if we look back at this and the number one thing, and I know people, maybe the three of us, because we're just too inside baseball on all of these things, but I feel like if there was a clear stated message to everyone who was out there and some level of accountability of people coming forward and giving some semblance of a plan instead of treating everything like Area 51, if there would have been a better situation.
Instead, you had vagaries and ambiguity and guessing, right?
Yeah. And us trying to figure out what they're thinking and what they're saying.
Don't look behind the curtain, behind their stuff that you're not allowed to see.
It just doesn't have to be that way.
I know. And then
we've covered too many teams where gigantic stories get crushed within 24 hours because they gave you answers. You may not have liked the answers, but you had an answer for what you were looking for.
6-game losing streak. Chris Antonetti will be available to the media before Sunday's game.
Yes.
That happens 5 times a year, not 6-game losing streaks, but you know what
right.
I'm saying.
No.
They make those people available. The transparency is a huge part of it. The NFL is getting even worse that way, guys. I got news for you. It's not one of the reasons that drove me away from the business. I was ready to go anyway, but it's become very difficult to cover these teams for that very reason. The air of secrecy, everything is guarded like it's the Pentagon.
All right, so let me go back. This is a good time to talk about what happened at the end of the press conference the other day that we brought up with Mary Kay, just there for a second. So Dan, walk me through this because I'm not clear on everything that happened, but it sounds like feelings were hurt or it just sounded a little weird.
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders post-game press conference. We're sitting here running on the Browns radio network, and all of a sudden we hear this.
Right decision. Go for it on 4th and 2.
I know you can't be asking me that question, man. Come on, man. We can't see that's like the thing. Like, if we want to change, the narrative, change the franchise, if we want to like help, we got to speak life. You can't. Those type of things is like separate us. Like a lot of the players like get these type of questions, and then we want to be working with y'all. We want to be proactive, but like when you ask questions or when questions are asked to us players, and it's like you pinning stuff against each other, it's like, come on now. You know, it's like a thing in a locker room. Like, you know, we're not going to be able to talk to them for real. We're not going to be able to give them what they need, like, because that separates the team. That don't help anything. It don't help anything in any situation, no matter how you answer it.
Okay, so
he's trying to control the narrative there, yeah. Right? He's giving a lecture to the media on how to do their jobs, which is not his role with the team, right? He's kind of going down a slippery slope there because that's just going to encourage people to ask tougher questions. And if you're asking the quarterback of the team about what he's, I don't remember the exact question, but take us through that 4th and 2. It's the biggest play of the game.
Yeah.
Take us through the 4th and 2. We're talking about a football game here, dude. We're not trying to.
What happens if you say to somebody, take us through the 4th and 2 and they score a touchdown? Then they want to talk about it. If you say take us through a fourth and two and they don't make it, then all of a sudden it's like, well, why are you asking that question?
You can't have it both ways. And because of the way he answered that question now, leads you to believe that there's a problem, right?
Yeah.
He just created more of an issue than there ever would have been if he had just said, yeah, you know what? Fannin wasn't open, or I didn't see him in time, and
the hole,
you know,
closed too fast.
We probably could have blocked it up a little bit better. And you know, my role in that play is to make a play. I'm the quarterback of the team. I'm the leader of this team. Instead, that's the thing that.
But
that,
it seems that like this is happening in every press conference. Like he's
and this is what troubles me about Shador.
Who asked the question? That's the other question. Do we know?
I know it's a voice I've never heard before.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is. My issue with...
Wait, hang on a second.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But is there some, like, controversy about this? Oh, let's talk about this when we come back. You said it's a voice you've never heard before, and then there were questions about whether... Is that his film crew that asked that question? We don't know. Okay. All right. I don't want to give out bad info. All right. Let's come back. We'll talk more about this in a second. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.